Get wired, and you're listening to M7K. You're listening to Wired.
Hey, welcome to episode 2 of Wired Podcast. This is me, of course. I'm 7 King, and you can. I'm also here with Speak Your Mind. Hey, Speak Your Mind, how are you doing today?
Good.
Where could we find you if anyone else wanted to contact you?
Anybody could find me at youtube.com/user/speakyourmind1.
Alright, nice. So that is your YouTube account. Do you have a website or anything else like that?
I'm going to have a website, but it's still under construction right now.
Alright, that's alright. So basically today's episode will be a little bit about everything. Mostly talking about the new iPod. I'm sure as people have seen before. The new iPod Chromatic, it's basically a new Nano with all the nice bells and whistles. I mean, it comes in 9 different colors, you know, so everybody has their choice of colors. It's really awesome. Have you seen this before?
I actually went to the Apple store the other day and saw one.
I know, it's like amazing. These things come every shade. It comes in gray, black, blue, green.
Orange. I love how it's got cover flow on it.
That's awesome. And the screens are bigger, too.
Yeah.
It's really awesome. So, yeah, that's the iPod Chromatic. I just wanted to give some features on it, read it off. I'm actually right here on the Apple website, apple.com/iPod Nano. If anybody wants to go check this out, these things are awesome. Basically, it's got a whole new design to it. It's got a bigger screen. Some of the, you know, like you said, it's got the cover flow, so it has the accelerometer in it, just like the iPod Touch. It's curved, it's more sleek, it's got the, it's called Genius Playlist, and what that does is basically it groups up certain types of music, and it'll build a playlist according to the type of music, and it just does it automatically, which is actually pretty cool. And the Genius Playlist can also be found on iTunes 8. I don't really use this because I don't really think it's... I don't know. Do you have iTunes?
Yeah, I actually tried out the Genius Playlist yesterday because I just wanted to see how it works. Yes. You basically drag a song or an album into the sidebar, and it finds songs that are related to it on iTunes, so there you can test out the songs and buy them if you like.
Yep. See, the reason I don't like that is just because it wouldn't really match my type of music. Like, it wouldn't do it right. I don't know what, it was just giving me unrelated stuff. I think Apple's got to work some bugs out or something, because it was just, you know, sloppy. It's all over the place. I didn't really like it, so... So the Genius thing is definitely a fail in my eyes anyway.
So the one thing I don't like about it is when you're actually in iTunes, it's kind of bulky on the side.
Exactly. It's got that little thing that just sticks like the little side playlist on there, and I don't like that at all. So the new Genius playlist, not good for me. But the iPod itself... really nice. It comes in 8 and 16 gigabyte models. And
the price is pretty good.
Oh yeah, price is awesome. Starting at $149. So, I mean, colors are just, they're really vivid and, you know, bold and bright. You know, like I said, you can go to apple.com/iPod Nano if you ever wanted to check this out.
They're bringing back the product red.
Oh yeah, they are, right? They are, yep. They are bringing back that good old product red to support, you know, the charities and all that. So, you know, that's pretty good. You know, they also have the new iPod Touch. And this thing, you know, yeah, it looks different and, you know, everything else. But I'm happy with my iPod. It's not going to make me go out and spend another $300, which they did lower. They did lower the price. But I'm happy with my iPod Touch. It's nothing that's going to make me buy a new one. It's basically just design, and it does feature the whole, you know, Genius Playlist thing also. But it is sleek. It's got the curved back. It looks just like the iPhone 3G. you know, it's got the volume buttons on the side. The thing that I do like about it, though, it does have an external speaker. That's the only thing I wish my iPod would have. But that's it. I mean, do you agree? I mean, is it? Do you think if
I don't think it's worth getting a whole new iPod just to have an external speaker?
You're right, and that's exactly how I see it too. I mean, there's accessories where you can buy that plug into your headphone jack that you can have, you know, if you really wanted the external speaker. And yeah, you know, it's really not worth getting a whole new iPod over. So the design is great. It's got the curved back. Looks, I mean, if you've ever seen the iPhone 3G, it's basically what it's looking like. It doesn't have a camera though, obviously, and you can't call, obviously, because it's just the touch. But one other thing that I did like was I was, you know, looking around yesterday and on the Apple site, and I seen that it has, you know, the whole the Nike iPod thing. Well, the whole Apple Nike iPod thing, whatever, really cool, because it's got, you know, you buy this adapter. If you don't have the iPod Touch comes with a built-in sensor, and while you're running, it'll tell you when, you know, when you've ran a mile, how many calories you've burned. You know, it's really good for the athletes and stuff. I think that's awesome, the whole, you know, iPod Nike type thing. And what's really nice about the Touch is, like I said, it's got the built-in sensors, so you don't have to go out and buy the extra adapter. So, really good, really nice. I think you just gotta buy like a software or something like that. Have you checked this out at all yet, or?
Not really. I haven't. But I know people who have had it for the.
Like it. Yeah. Yeah, it seems like you're cutting in and out, fading in and out. But the whole Nike iPod thing, I think, is really awesome. And you can also plug your iPod into any compatible cardio machine, and, like, in the gym, and it tells you, you know, basically how good you're doing. And if you plug your iPhone or iPod Touch, I'm sure this works with the iPhone too, I don't know, but if you sync it to your computer, it automatically uploads to Nike website, and it gives you a detailed colored bar graph of your progress, and you can see people's progress from around the world. I think that's pretty cool. You can share your individual achievements, and you can see how well you're doing, as long as well how other people are doing.
It's nice.
You know, that's pretty cool, the whole iPod Nike thing that they have going there. Shifting gears a little bit away from how good the iPod Touch is and how good everything works, let's talk about how things start to get bad. And everybody knows it, the whole 2.0 software update, it hasn't been as I'm sure Apple wanted to be. 2.0 software update gives you lockups, gives you the crashes, but now they have the 2.1 software update where they said, hey, you know what? This is going to be changed. That's changed. No more, you know, app crashing, no more lockups, bug fixes, but you know what? I still can't use my AIM application to talk to my friends on my Touch.
You can't?
I've used it before, and now I can't. It says that I don't have a network connection, but
it's not
again,
even searching, is it?
Well, what it will do, it'll say connecting, and then after about 2 minutes, it'll say you must have a network to be able to use this application. And, you know, I have a network, and then I can go and surf on Safari and be on the internet, no problem. But now I use my AIM application, and it's just, it's not there. It won't connect at all.
Have you tried the new release of the 2.01?
Yeah, that's what I was just talking about. I did install that. I didn't mention that, but I did install that. I do have it on my iPod Touch now, so I don't know why the AIM is not working, and it's upsetting. And you know what? Another thing is, just last night, I was trying to listen to, you know, one of my favorite podcasts. You know, it was a tech podcast, Mobility Today. And it crashes right in the middle. No, this was not last night. This was, I think, the night before. But, I mean, it just crashes on me. It closes out of nowhere. Right, like, halfway throughout the podcast, I'm listening to something really interesting that I wanted to hear. And then I couldn't remember where I left off. And it just, I don't know, they just have to really get things working here. And I'm sure people know these types of problems. If they haven't already had them, you know, then, you know, good for you, because you're actually one of the lucky guys. But, I don't know, something's got to get changed about this whole Apple thing, I think. They have to really come out with something that, you know, will get, you know, basically get these things to work, is basically what I'm trying to say. I mean, it's just kind of upsetting. But what are you going to do, you know, besides just sit back and wait for these updates to come out and hopefully something changes, you know? But let's just switch a little bit from the iPod Touch, because honestly it's really upsetting me that I'm talking about it, and just really don't really want to say much more about the iPod Touch, iPhone. It's just, I mean, if you have any comments or anything that you like to add for the iPhone or iPod Touch, I mean, yeah, just go ahead and say anything that you need. But what I wanted to talk about was, yeah, this is really cool. It's more toward the laptops. For those who are into, you know, laptops, portability and all that, the Sony Vaio, they just released a few new laptops, and I'm just gonna run over to Sony.com really quick so anybody else can check this out.
Sony, oh, I've seen this.
Yep, the new versions of the Sony Vaios.
Yep, the Blu-ray.
Yep, Blu-ray players. What I really noticed, if you look, let me just go to, here we go. I believe it's the Z series. Let me look. It's the TZ or the Z. It's, or this may be every laptop, I'm not sure. But, if you go and there's pictures toward the middle of the page, you see like four thumbnails. And if you click on the one that's, let's see, it's second from the right. It's got a little keyboard. You see like a few buttons on the keyboard. If you look and click that picture, look up, it says, you see a picture. It says stamina and speed, and it's a little switch. So basically you can switch your laptop's performance with a flick of a switch. So if you want speed, you flick it to the right, and if you want stamina, you flick it to the left. Basically, this changes with the way the CPU works, and delivering, if you want speed, it'll deliver a little bit more power. Stamina will, you know, make it last longer, so it'll lower down settings, lower down battery use, and basically bring you in a power save usage, or whatever you want to say. But to me, that's really cool. I mean, usually you'd have to go into power settings, go into your computer, mess around with all this crap, but now they have it with a flick of a switch. I mean, don't you agree? That's kind of cool. You know what I mean? So, I think that's pretty awesome that they have that. Really innovative and really, really nice to have. So, if I were to buy this, I'd get that, definitely. Also, another part of the Sony Vaio is the fingerprint scanner. This adds security like crazy. It's, the fingerprint scanner is awesome. Nobody can get into your laptop. I mean,
the Blu-ray player is a really nice feature though, especially since Sony is now kind of taking over the Blu-ray market.
Yeah, you're right. These, let me go over to the Blu-ray section for these laptops. Right here. They actually call it, it's, they got this little campaign thing going here. They call it HDNA. Basically, what they're advertising here is the HD and the Blu-ray. They're Blu-ray players. The Blu-ray is on a laptop really signifies how far they've come and really how powerful the laptop itself is. If you're willing to drop about $2,000 on a laptop, you know, it's gonna cost you because of all this. About $1,500, but that's for their cheapest model. I mean, but if you want the, you know, the higher end kind, it's gonna be about, you know, a good $2,000 for you. But you know, it's gonna cost you. It's not bad, you know. Well, I paid about $2,000 for my desktop PC. So, is it really
Sony
worth?
Right now probably got the best the laptop that I'm looking at for hardcore power user everything. It's got the Blu-ray and the TV tuner. It's got a 640 GB hard drive, 4 GB of RAM, 17-inch display, Vista Ultimate Core 2 Duo.
These things, crazy.
It's $1,500. It's not much.
Oh, that's only 1.5? Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. It's the AR.
AR? Oh, wow. That's decked out.
Completely.
Okay, well, if you're looking for basically a powerful machine, basically it's decked out everything. 2.6 GHz Intel Core 2 Duo. My desktop is 2.8. Genuine Microsoft Windows Vista Ultimate. Just like Speak Your Mind was saying here, it's 640 GB hard drive, all of that. Starting at $1,529. That, I didn't see that. I looked all the way to the left, and I was looking at the TZs and the Z models. But here we are all the way to the right, and we have AR model. This is actually not as bad as TV tuner. I mean, if you're looking for a good laptop, I would go with the AR Portable Desktop Performance. It'll run you around $1,500. You can go to SonyStyle.com. You can find this here. Really, it's got the sleek, what would you call that finish?
Brushed aluminum.
Is it brushed aluminum?
On the keyboard, it's brushed aluminum. The back is plastic, it looks like.
Yeah, it's like, if you ever seen like a grand piano, how shiny and glossy it is, that's what you would call that. You'd call it glossy back. It's really nice. Just like the iPhone 3G, if you ever seen the back of that, it's glossy, like that type of material. Really nice. For this, it is worth it. I was actually going to make a point. I was going to say, you know, is it really worth it? Kind of second guessing it, but if you're looking at this AR, go all the way on that, because for a laptop, that's what I would get. I mean, this thing could run your games. I mean, I'm wondering what kind of graphics card is in this thing.
I'm looking at the TZ, and that's probably the best ultra-mobile PC that I've seen yet.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, if you're comparing one of these things to, like, I wouldn't really consider a Sony being a gaming laptop, say, as, you know, the Alienware and things like that, which are gonna run you about $3,000. But for ultra-mobile PC, decked out. I mean, this thing has the GeForce 8600 mobile graphics card with 512 megabytes of video RAM. I mean, this will run your games. You might as well call this gaming laptop, because this will do it for you. It's got the built-in 1.3 megapixel camera. I mean, it's got two 320 gigabyte hard drives, which equals up to the 640. HDMI, S-Video, and VGA out with smart display sensor. And you can even engrave it. It's just got everything. 17-inch widescreen LCD with X-Bright high color with up to WUXGA 1920x1200 resolution. That's the AR. I mean, That's looking
Did you
pretty
see
good.
these specs on the TZ Ultra Mobile?
I didn't get to the TZ, but what are we looking at?
You're looking at a 1.2 gigahertz Core 2 Duo, a Vista Business 11.1 inch screen. It's 1 inch thin, it's about 3 pounds. You can get up to a 120 gigabyte hard drive. It's got Sprint mobile broadband, it's got the fingerprint sensor, and it's got 4.5 to 8.5 battery life.
Oh, wow, that's not bad.
It's going to run you almost $2,000, but I think for what you're getting inside an ultra mobile PC, it's almost worth it.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't really, when I would hear 11.1 screen, I wouldn't think $2,000. You know what I mean? Just because of the screen size, that's usually how most laptops are based on screen size. And yeah, it's what they got under the hood too. I mean, it's not only screen size, but that does play a significant role. But from what you've read off, I mean, it's not bad. I mean, it does have. Did you mention the available removable storage for extended hard drive space?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's. You know, it's got the 64 gigabyte the SSD. I mean, 2.7 pounds. I mean, this is not something you would compare to like an Asus EEE PC because those are more.
This is more of the stuff for the mobile business user. It's more of the traveling businessman.
Exactly. And the EPC would more be like a net top, small. Wouldn't really run you too much. This is not for that type of user. This is, like you said, the business person, the traveling, you know, get the big industries and all that, you know, high top class laptop for the business. And that's exactly what it's going to deliver you, business performance. Now, if you want to talk Asus EPC, that's more like a net top. And basically, the difference between a laptop and a net top is that net tops are really small. They have really small operating systems with inside the laptop. Small screen, small keyboard. I mean, just go over to Asus.com and you'll find basically all their EPCs. And you know, those three letter E's stand for something, but it's easy, efficient, and something. You know, I really can't think of it right now, but if that's what the audience, general audiences want to, you know, aim for, the Asus EPC is what you're looking for. It's not going to run your games. It's not really going to blast through, you know, applications. It's a really simple net top. Like I said, it's smaller. Really low power, you know, operating systems with inside the motherboard and everything else. You know, it'll run Windows XP. But don't think about, I wouldn't really think about Vista on one of these things at all.
No. It wouldn't run very well.
I mean, because these things, I believe they come with only 1 gigabyte of RAM. I'm not sure about that. I'm on the website right now.
I've been following the tech news the past 2 weeks. It seems like everybody's trying to beat each other with the net tops PCs. Yes, some of the newer ones are coming out with 2 gigs of RAM and like a 64 gigabyte solid state drive. It's just crazy, but they're running out at $1,500, so it's...
Exactly, and I mean, Asus isn't the only one doing net tops. I mean, yeah, I think Asus is the one kind of started it, kind of molded the whole net top era because the EPC. But now if you look at... who just released a net top? I believe it was HP. They just released an ultra mobile PC or laptop, I should say. They're really small.
HP and MSI released a net top just recently.
And they're actually all upgraded with more RAM, more gigabyte of space on their hard drives.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to take a small PC and make it bigger, basically.
They're trying to take a small thing and make it powerful.
Exactly. And at the same time, I think they're going to run into some problems, but that's just my opinion.
I know people who have the AAA PC, that's what I like to call it, and they love it, but then I know some people who have the newer ones, and they just run into constant crashes.
Okay, sorry, I was away for a second. I was away for a second, sorry about that. Basically, getting back on topic here. EPCs, really nice. If you're looking to buy one, not going to cost you too much money. You know, reasonable prices, maybe under a grand, I would say around.
As I just said, I know some people who have the older, the first gen EPC models. They love them. They don't run into problems. But then I know the people who have like the 901s, the newer ones, and they just say they run into constant crashes.
Oh, really?
Older models, unless they're going to come out with a new one with better RAM.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, I didn't catch that earlier. I stepped out. I should have said something to you. But yeah, I wouldn't. For me, getting something like this, it's not within my standards. Okay, so let's go off the lines of the Asus for a second. Basically, there's one laptop that I wanted to go over. It was HP. Let me go off to the website because I didn't I don't remember exactly which PC it was or laptop it was. It was HP. I believe it's the newest one that they just released. Let me go over to notebooks. Okay, here we go. If you look under Entertainment Powerhouse, they have the one. They have one all the way to the right. The HP Pavilion DVT series. This is the 17-inch model, and this is the newest one that they just released. This has everything. I mean, this is a really awesome laptop, you know. And for me, this is where I would go. HP Pavilion DVT series. This is gonna run you a little over a grand. It's not too bad. Basically, it's what it says. It's powerhouse laptop. It'll run TV. It's got new innovative designs. It's got the Energy Star, the TV tuner, like I said, webcam, full-size keyboard, which, you know, some laptops you see today, they don't have full-size keyboards. And I like the full-size keyboard, you know. I think it's, you know, beneficial, you know, to the general user. And some of the specs on this are, you get to have choices, obviously, if you're, you know, ordering offline, you get to fully customize your laptop. But I'm just going to go with basically all the most highest decked out settings. You got the Windows Ultimate with the Service Pack 1 64-bit. You got choices of 2.0 all the way up to 2.8 gigahertz. And like I said, my desktop computer is 2.8 gigahertz, so you're going to get nice performance off of this for a laptop. I'm guessing you get to have choices of, let me see here, it's looking like choices of resolution. I mean, it's all 17-inch diagonal measure, but you get to have choices of high definition. They're all high definition, but I mean, they're telling me that there's different resolutions here. 1680 by 1050 is their max. 1440 by 900, that's my resolution for my 19-inch display that I have. So that's actually really nice. This laptop, I guess this will, if you deck everything out, it'll run you over a little bit, $2,000. It's got the 8-cell lithium-ion battery, so about maybe 8.5 hours, around 7 hours, maybe around there. You know, I really think they should upgrade the batteries, you know what I mean? Have a little bit bigger batteries and have these things not run so hot, you know what I mean?
I'm running off my laptop right now, and it's crazy hot.
Yeah. That's another point that I wanted to get out there to people. If you have a laptop and it just runs hot, so hot that, you know, you really can't touch it, I would really recommend going out and buying a laptop cooler. I mean, you know what I mean? Because these laptops nowadays, I was on my sister's laptop, and that, it was just so hot. My legs were red, and I had pants on. I was like, wow, I didn't think that these things can get so hot. I mean,
see, I'm actually running a laptop cooler on full speed underneath mine, and it's still hot to the touch.
Yeah, you know, that's what I mean about these laptops. I mean, some even catch on fire. It's just so serious that that's why I would never leave a laptop on. Do you know how many cells your battery is?
I think mine's a 6-cell battery.
Okay, yeah, those will get really hot too. But as you up the cells, obviously the bigger the battery, the more power, the more cells, the more likely it is to, you know, get caught on fire. I mean, I think it was a 7-cell that caught on fire not too long ago. I think it was a Dell.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Bursted up into flames. I think they even have it on YouTube or something like that.
Yeah, just burst randomly, he was using it or something, and it just burst up into flames, burned his desk, burned everything.
Yep. It would have burned him too if he didn't move away.
True.
But yeah, it burst right up into flames, and this is a problem that people realize, but it has to be addressed. It has to, you know, something has to be. They should have better venting, better fans within the PC itself. Because sometimes not even those, you know, laptop coolers will even do it. Sometimes they'll still be hot, and they'll still run so hot that you don't even want to be using it anymore. But some people still use it, and especially for males, not to get into sex education, but it does lower down the sperm count, and that's scary. You know what I mean? That's a little, that worries me. But I don't really use laptops, so that's fine. I'd put it on the desk anyways, but...
Yeah, see, mine does not come off my desk, because I'm afraid it's just going to burn something someday. You'd rather burn my desk than something else. I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you mean. But yeah, that's it will happen to you, and it's a little insane.
I hate to do this, but I'm going to go back to Apple for 1 second, just because it's kind of caught my eye. The in-ear headphones, the newer version that they caught...
Oh, they have the inline volume control.
Yeah.
Yep. That's awesome. You know that that's actually a microphone too for the iPhone.
Yeah. They got two drivers in each earpiece. They got sound isolation, and then they got that remote, which is kind of cool. I want to get these.
I do too, cause you know the in ear, it's got the little rubber things on it. If you've seen my headphone review and. Basically my likes and dislikes on my Ustream, and it's actually also on YouTube too. So if you go to youtube.com/m7king, you can look at all my YouTube videos. And as Speak Your Mind said, where can you find on your YouTube?
Oh, you can find me at youtube.com/user/speakyourmind1.
There you go, speakyourmind1 for his YouTube to look at all his nice videos. I'm sure you do have some review for headphones on there too also, right?
I'm getting my review up hopefully this week.
But the in-ear, I like because it's got the little rubber attachments on the end, but, you know, I've come to find a problem with those. Ever since I used my Skull Candies, actually, I think the ones that you recommended, it was the Smoking Buds.
Yeah, I'm using Skull Candies also right now. I'm using the Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah, and you know what? I was going to get those. I was going to buy those at Best Buy. I went to Best Buy looking... the headphones, and they didn't have them. They didn't even have the Titans.
That's surprising.
And I was like, do you have the Full Metal Jackets? And she's like, no. I was like, okay, I'm looking around. She goes, this is all we have. I'm like, okay, you don't even have the Titans? And she's like, no, I'm sorry. I was like, wow, all right. So I ended up getting the Smoking Buds. Yeah. They're all right. They're great. They're nice headphones and everything, but I don't know if this happens to you, but I know it also happens to my girlfriend. You stick them into your ear. The left one goes in fine, but it's the right one that it
always the right one. Always.
Oh my god, it happens to you too?
Always the right one. It's never the left one, but it's always the right one.
It forms a suction to your ear, doesn't it?
Yep.
Oh my god, I thought I was going crazy. I'm glad that there's someone out there that has the same problem. Oh my god, I thought there's something
on
my ears.
I finally just put a bigger one or a smaller, I don't know what I put on there, but a different size rubber thing on my right one, and now it finally stays in. So now I have a different size on each one.
And that's exactly how I thought I was going to come about that problem. I haven't tried that yet, but I'm going to do that. I'm going to put the biggest one on the right one, and I have a medium already on the left. That works fine. I mean, even the smallest one will work fine. I mean, you know what I mean? Any one that I have works fine on the left, but on the right, either you push it in too much, it forms a suction to your ear, and you can't hear anything.
And you can't really get it out either, because it kind of hurts when you pull it out.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of like hurts to your inner ear. Because, you know, it's forming a suction to your ear. You're basically, like, plugging ears and letting them go really fast. You know, that hurts. I don't know. Maybe that's just me, you. I don't know. But, I mean, if you do pull it out a little bit, it'll fall out.
That was my solution. Just put a different size.
That's good. I'm actually going to try that. I'm going to try that. I'm gonna put the biggest one on there and see how that works. And just try giving that a go. But I do like those headphones, though. I mean, I spent about $30 on them. That's not a bad price. That's actually really affordable.
I actually have the smoking buds also, in addition to these. And I love them. I love Skullcandy.
Their bass performance that delivers exactly what I was looking for, on the spot, to a T, Skullcandy really delivers it. It's really amazing. It's what I wanted. That's the only con that I have, is that the right ear kind of gets messed up. But you know what? If you play around with it, it'll get better for you. And those are the headphones of choice that I would recommend to anybody. Skullcandy, definitely. I mean, even the name sounds cool. Skullcandy, you know? It's like candy for your head.
Yeah. Makes sense.
But it does. It really does. It makes a lot of sense. Actually, now that we're going back over to Apple, I thought I might as well throw this in. I was on my iPod Touch the one day, messing around with some games, and I noticed that there's a few updates for a few of my applications. TapTap Revenge being one of them. And this was not too long ago, maybe a month ago. I installed the update, and it seems like TapTap Revenge has got a lot better. A lot better. So those who play TapTap Revenge out there, I'm sure you've already got the update because it was a little while ago. But it shows you your streak and your current... I don't know what the 2x and 3x is. I guess that's part of the streak too. I'm not too sure. But really nice. It's, you know, some of the apps that they have for the iPod Touch are really
helpful.
You know, helpful, yeah, exactly, helpful. You know, not too long ago, I was on my iPod Touch, and me and my dad were building a tent, and he needed a level to make sure it was level with the ground, so it wasn't tipsy or anything. And I pulled my iPod Touch, and wouldn't you know, I found an application for a level on there. It's called iLevel. It's free. Yeah, and it worked. You know? It worked. And
the thing I love about Apple letting people make apps is that they're really utilizing the accelerometer when they make these apps.
Exactly. You know, and that's you know, key breaking there. I like how people are doing that. Really looking into the accelerometer and how how the whole device works itself. It's really nice. Developers are really doing good on some applications. And you know what? Speaking of applications and the whole App Store, I don't know if you know this, but Microsoft is releasing an App Store.
For what? They don't have any devices.
Well, for their mobile, their Windows mobile devices, for their cell phones.
Yeah.
That's what it's for. And the only device that they have really is the Zoom. You know what I mean? The Zune is probably the only MP3 player that I've seen by Microsoft for, you know, any time. But
I've tested out the Zune. It's not... I don't like it. It's kind
of... Exactly. You know, I'm a Windows fanboy. I like the whole Windows and Microsoft thing. But the Zune just doesn't cut it out for me. And if you compare this to the iPod Touch, I mean, it's, you know what I mean, it's, what's the thing I'm trying to say, it's a no-brainer in comparing them. Basically, they have, like I was saying, they're going to be having an app store for the Windows mobile devices.
Well, we're on kind of the Windows thing. Have you seen those Bill Gates Seinfeld commercials?
What is that all about?
I don't know, but they spent like $2 million or something on these. They do not make any sense whatsoever at all.
Yep, around $3 million it took to make that commercial, and it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't lead to any promotional campaign.
They're talking about wearing shoes in the shower or whatever,
and eating their computers.
Yeah,
like what? That doesn't hint toward any new product release. It doesn't. It's not commercializing anything. Like a commercial supposed to do. And it kind of, you know, at the beginning of the commercial, you're thinking, shoes. Okay. Then they talk about, you know, wearing their shoes in the shower.
It's like one size doesn't fit all, or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, and then at the end of the commercial, it kind of reminds you of what it's supposed to be about, which is computers. And then you start thinking, brownies.
Yeah. Because they're talking about, like, cake, and when is something going to be nice and loose and moist and gooey?
We want to eat our computers.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make any sense. It's just so out there that...
They have another one out, too, that doesn't make any sense either.
Oh, really?
I don't get it. Just go on Microsoft.com, and on the front page, it actually shows a picture of it. So you can click on it and...
Oh, yep. The whole Jerry Seinfeld. What's going on with Seinfeld that they keep giving him in these? That's not making any sense. Well, I'm watching the video now, talking about cars, okay? This is insane.
Why are they talking about food now?
Exactly. Food now.
And then this grandma comes in, and she's talking about nobody telling her that they were eating? I don't get it.
Doing the laundry and... I wonder what they're going to say about computers.
Yeah.
If they even do.
I don't think they do. I don't think they're going to.
It's the shoe again.
Are you serious?
He's bending the shoe.
Oh my god. Okay, this is commercial.
And then the grandma comes by again. He's reading him a bedtime story full of, like, all this, I guess, computer talk. These commercials make no sense, and they're spending so much money. Okay, now they're starting to get into gaming. A little hint of gaming. These commercials really make no sense. It's like, I'm about halfway through this commercial, and I haven't gotten anything about computers on this yet. Wow. Okay, well, I'm done looking at this commercial. Basically, it's not making any sense. It's really kind of confusing. Food. Their main thing was food here. I don't know really what it was supposed to be targeting toward. I'll review this after the show. I'll look more into it. But I'm not sure what's really going on with these whole campaign things.
And if anybody listening hasn't seen these commercials, all you have to do is go to Microsoft.com. And on the front page, they feature them. So...
Yep, and all the newest ones. I've never even seen this one on TV yet with the whole food and family dinner thing.
This isn't really a commercial. It's more of a mini-sode because it's like 6 minutes long. But
yeah, well, whatever you want to consider it.
The whole thing is about food.
Yeah, it's... I just don't understand.
Food does not have anything to do with computers unless you're eating food while you're playing on your computer, but that's a whole different story.
Exactly. I don't know what they're doing. I like to see what they're gonna go with this, how they're you know, I'd like to see what they're going to do with these commercials, because it's not making any sense.
They spent too much money to have a bad commercial.
Exactly. These commercials, they suck. You know, it's cool that they got Bill Gates in it now, blah, 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 but...
And Jerry Seinfeld. They did something. But...
Yeah, Jerry Seinfeld, not to mention Jerry Seinfeld. I mean, just if they did something with it, then it would be a good commercial. But they're not going anywhere with it. It doesn't make any sense. It's just a failure in my eyes. It doesn't seem like it makes any sense to me. And I'm sure that's how you feel and other people feel, so...
Yeah. The first time I saw it on TV, I had to watch it a couple times just to even get half of the stuff they were saying.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's the whole cake and eating thing. The whole food. Why are they surrounded by food?
And even wearing shoes in the shower. That.
And they bought up the whole shoe thing again in this one.
Yep.
I'm not sure what's going on, but Bill has got some work to do. But speaking of Bill Gates, I don't know if you know this, but he left Microsoft.
Yeah, I heard about that. Like,
yeah, I mentioned this in my last podcast. I touched on it briefly in my last podcast. Basically, he's doing charity work and all that. Now, it's, you know, whatever. I was kind of...
Yeah, when that first hit the news, it was a big conspiracy. The richest man in the world left his company. I mean...
Yeah. Isn't that mind-blowing?
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is. It's nuts. It kind of sucks, but, you know, I don't know. You know, they're hiring all kinds of new people now. You know, Microsoft is really going to go in for a change. I heard that they got a few new people in there, and I guess these people are a little bit crazy.
I really do not.
Oh, I didn't get any of that. You kind of cut it out right there.
I said I really do not like Steve Ballmer. I don't know why.
That's one of them. That's one of them. Doesn't he seem like a little bit off?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. It's Microsoft doing a little bit something else. I don't know. But things are not going in. I don't think are going in for the good. I think they're actually turning a little bit away ever since he left. And kind of going a little bit in a direction where I really wouldn't want to see it. I want to know what these new guys are going to do, you know, how, as far as leading the company. I wouldn't say leading the company, but being a part of the company and representing the company, because that Ballmer guy, he's a little bit different. I actually want to see some new things come from Microsoft, something new, you know what I mean? Something that would interest me into actually buying. And I do like Windows, I do like Microsoft, I'm not trying to bash them at all in any way, but, you know, the Gateway PC that I got is really nice, but I haven't really found anything different. You know, I've had this for at least 4 or 5 years, I would say. I mean,
just speaking about Microsoft, I'm actually talking to Mark Bao, who some of you may know, he's pretty big. He makes apps for Facebook and stuff. I asked him if he thought Microsoft was going to go anywhere with anything, and he just says no, that he doesn't think they're going to go anywhere at all.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure that's how a lot of people feel. But, you know, the only thing really to do about these situations is just sit back, wait for things to happen, and just see how it turns out to, you know, because how are you really going to have a voice in something like this, you know? I think it's one of those situations where you gotta wait, sit back, and, you know, like I said with the whole app and Apple software updates, sit, wait for these updates to come out, and hope you're one of the lucky ones, I guess, unless they really fix these things to, you know, I don't want to get off, like, I'm bashing the whole iPhone or iPod Touch. I bought this thing for about $430 when it came out. Not when it came out, but at the time. Now, of course, they're less, but it's a nice phone. Or I keep saying iPhone because I keep thinking of the new design and the new sleek rounded back.
But it's okay. I still call the flip video the flip phone.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, really nice products. It's awesome. They're awesome. I'm not trying to bash anything. I don't like Macs though, but I've been looking into them. And it's a little scary that me being Windows fan kind of starting to look at the Macs now.
It's funny because I'm actually thinking of getting a Mac. I've wanted a Mac for a while. All my stuff is on Windows, but I really want to go towards the Mac because I don't think Windows is going anywhere with their operating system.
Exactly, but you know, now that you mention Windows operating systems, Windows 7. Let me touch on Windows 7. This is the new operating system that should be coming out in a few months. I don't know, something like that.
I actually heard about something. I know this is kind of a little off topic, but it's still under operating systems. I don't know if it was HP or Dell or something, but one of these computer manufacturers is thinking of putting out an operating system.
Oh, like their own?
Yeah.
No, that I didn't know. That should be eventful. You know, that should be nice.
I can't remember which one it was, though, right now at the tip of my head, but...
That should be changing, you know, but I would like to see that.
It was actually HP. Here, let me see if I can get the link to you right now.
I'll check that out.
I found it just now. The title says it all. HP said considering making its own OS to counter Vista.
And they might be successful, to tell you the truth.
I think anything now is going to be more successful than Vista. I think Linux now, if it's promoted more than it is, could be more successful than Vista.
Yeah, and this whole Windows 7 thing that I was talking about, it's, if you've ever seen the interface, it's like you wouldn't even believe the difference between Vista and Windows 7, except it's saying Windows 7. Is there any way to really determine it? Yeah, there's a little bit more ease of use, functionality, basically more shortcuts to places to get around your computer. But other than that, it's completely the same. Windows 7 is just like Windows Vista. It's not even, like, any remotely different.
I think all they did was kind of fix some of the bugs, but I don't even know if they completely fixed the bugs. I can't test it out.
I doubt it. Yeah, people have the beta keys, but... I mean, I don't, so I don't really care.
We should try and get a beta key at least, just to test it out.
Yeah, to see how it works. Yeah, I would like to do that and give a review on the podcast.
Yeah.
I would do that, definitely. Or if you got a key, one of us could try. Doesn't matter.
Let me see if I can get some contact on that.
Here I'm at HP, this link that you gave me. This is www.engadget.com. Basically, HP looking like they want to do it.
I think they should.
See, it says here, HP is sticking strictly to its official line and is more interested in innovating on top of Vista. So are they just going to completely redesign, or are they going to go a platform off of Vista? I don't know.
I kind of think they're going to base it off of this, so they're probably going to have the same look, but I don't really think it's going to be the same performance as Vista.
I hope it doesn't have, like, the same build or anything like that.
Yeah.
Because then they'd just be going into a train wreck.
Speaking of Vista, I actually got a program called RegToy. It's for the hardcore computer users. It basically lets you tweak your whole system to whatever you want. So you know how, like, in Vista, you can't really turn off Windows Defender. Here, if you use RegToy, it will let you turn it off if it kind of annoys you. It really annoys me, so I had to turn it off.
Oh, I think I've turned off my Windows Defender.
But all you have to do is go to Google and search RegToy, RegToy. It's a really good program for those hardcore users.
Are you allowed to turn... I think you're allowed to turn off your...
You're allowed to turn it off. RegToy just makes it easier for you to turn it off.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I was thinking, because I turned off my Windows Defender. It's gone.
RegToy is really cool, though, because it also gives you a better disk cleaner than the one that comes with your operating system, and just a better registry cleaner.
Yeah, exactly. I've been looking for registry cleaners and all that. You know, I got Super Anti-Spyware. That basically checks for errors and stuff like that, and you can, you know, quarantine and delete anything that's within your system. It checks your memory and all that. But a good reg cleaner is actually what I've been looking for, you know? Because, I mean, not right now, because I just reinstalled my Windows and basically wiped everything out fresh, clean, but later, for when, you know, I want to clean up my registry, then, you know, that sounds pretty good, you know? So, that might be looking like something I'd look into.
We'll try and get a RegToy link in the show notes or something.
Yep. Oh, here's another link here.
That's RegToy.
Okay.
Let's see. Yeah, if anybody has any requests on any topics to talk about, anything you need more information on, any links you want, just contact us. You can contact me on my YouTube channel. Again, is youtube.com/speakyourmind1. And I think it's /user. And you can contact me there, get any link you want there.
Alright, well, this wraps up episode 2. I'm Summer King with Speak Your Mind. Look for me, youtube.com/M7King. And Speak Your Mind on youtube.com/speakyourmind1. And that's episode 2. Thanks for participating and joining in. I look forward to
my computer episodes. Won't sync to my hardware. I need help.